Good morning.
I have to start with the obvious question, because food banks, you think in socially deprived areas and that sort of thing. Loveworks isn't actually in one of those, what you might describe as socially deprived areas, actually in what would normally be seen as a fairly wealthy area. How come? How is this so?
Well, I think it's probably been, people have seen in the press and all sorts, that food banks are not things that are just happening in certain places. They're happening all over the place. We are based in Reigate. We currently run 2 food banks in Reigate a week, which I think surprises many people, in addition to the 2 we run in Merstham and at Red Hill Football Club. So we are seeing numbers increasing right across the board and certainly in Reigate.
That's an alarming thing that you've just said, that these things are actually growing. I mean, really, we should be, shouldn't we be working the other way around to actually kind of reduce the to the point where we would be in a situation where we wouldn't actually need food banks? That would be good, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, some of the work we do alongside the food banks is working with people and referral agencies to try and help get people out of food poverty. Mm. And it would be a fantastic day not to need food banks. But in the meantime, our numbers are still growing. So it's important that we do focus on the food banks and making sure we meet people with that real, who are really in crisis at the moment, whilst also working to help them out of that crisis.
Yeah, you use the word crisis there, and I have to point out that, because I mean, food banks normally, the image or the stereotypical image of somebody who uses a food bank would be somebody who's really not very well off, and you know, struggles with life generally and that. But this is not the case, is it? As a general rule, this stereotypical image is not quite correct, because it is literally just people who've fallen on hard times, isn't it?
Yeah, and it could be any of us. I mean, literally anybody could end up using a food bank. And it could be people who are suffering some sort of long-term issue. It could be other people who just need a little bit of help because it's just having a bit of sort of blip in life and just need something to get them through it. So it literally could be anybody. And there's no way you could say there's a certain type of person uses the food bank. Mm. We literally see people from, you know, so many different walks of life and so many different sort of areas.
One of the stains on life of 2024 that we've got a situation where food bank business is actually growing. I'm always amazed when I talk to anybody who works or runs food banks as to, well, just what they have to do and just how many people are actually in need of them. But Loveworks, let's get back to that, the actual thing with Loveworks, because when I first saw this, I thought, Loveworks? That's not a food bank, is it? How does that name come into being?
Well, yes, it doesn't exactly say what it does on the tin, does it, Loveworks? And that's that's always been a little issue for us. But we've always kept to our roots, which was a local lady set up Loveworks in 2008. And it was very much about getting the community to help the community. So it's all about, you know, that love does work if we all work together to help each other. And though she's moved on and the organisation has changed, or the charity has changed drastically since then, we've always kept to that we're a local charity and we're independent, and it's all about getting the community to help other people within the community. So love really does work in this situation.
It's really rather good, isn't it? It's been around for quite a while too, from the sounds of it. Yeah, you've got a website, loveworks.org.uk, all sorts of bits and pieces on there, including 3 headings: emergency food provision, Loveworks garden project, and helping people out of poverty. Well, we've spoken about the helping people move forward out of food poverty and that, but the Loveworks garden project, what are we looking at here?
Well, it's all part of actually getting the right sort of nice food or better food into the food banks and getting people to eat more healthily and cheaply. So we've got teams of volunteers that run 2 allotments and they grow fresh fruit and veg all year round. And we put that in the food parcels to give people a little bit of fresh food. And also it gives our volunteers the opportunity to talk to them about using things maybe they wouldn't use, and supplementing the tinned and dried food that we tend to give them with some nice fresh food.
Yeah, I mean, I've never heard of a food bank actually doing this kind of project, but what a wonderful idea, growing fruit and veg that can be used actually in the food bank. So most of the stuff you get is obviously donated.
Yep, nearly all the food we get is donated. We give out over 1,000 items a week of either tinned or dried food, and that's a lot of food to get through. And it sometimes looks like our shelves on the warehouse are fairly busy, but within a week or two, it's amazing how quickly they empty out.
That's a frightening statistic of 1,000 items a week. And apart from the stuff you grow, most of that is obviously going to be tin stuff, isn't it, which you got an urgent need for, I see, according to your website, things like tin meats and fruits and custard, meat casseroles and cooking sauces. How good is the flow of food inwards to you?
It does ebb and flow. This time of year is always a really sort of lean time for us. Harvest festivals and Christmas is always pretty good, but certainly from Easter leading through to the summer is a really tricky time for us in terms of donations. Mm. We've also seen, I think all of us have been hit by the cost of living crisis and prices going up. So generally we've seen donations go down, as I think people are having to make priorities and maybe donating to charity is not always a priority, and hence it's one of the real reasons that we're doing the street collection tomorrow in Reigate. Mm-hmm. To try and actually drum up some more items to tide us through certainly to the summer holidays.
Yeah, the street collection tomorrow, I've got to say, outside the Morrison's in Reigate, and then you've got you're outside, I think it's one of the bakers on the high street, aren't you?
Yeah. So we're up near the old town hall in Reigate and down at Morrison's, and we'll be taking any donations of tins and dried goods, that the things that are on our website, such as the meat and the fruit, tins of custard, rice pudding, cereals, rice, UHT milk, and also any financial donations which we use towards buying food that isn't donated or generally just supporting the work we do.
Yeah, I know that if you're a food shop, you'd have stock levels that you work to, and it is not overly difficult to try and maintain reasonable stock levels. But with things like a food bank, you have no idea who's going to come through the door, do you?
Everybody's referred, so we do know who's coming. We don't always know from week to week what our numbers are going to be. Mm. But everybody has to be referred to us. You can't just turn up at a food bank. There's a number of reasons for that. The main reasons are just, you know, we're part of what should be a support network for people. It shouldn't just be a food bank. There's other things that people need, and we work with the referral agencies, and also making sure that we know the food is going to the right people. It's important when you're donating something that you know it's going to be used properly, and we hence make sure that these are the people that really need it.
So how does somebody get a referral? Who would they go to? Somebody's down on their luck and they've really their wits end with all this stuff. Who would they go and see to get a referral to come to a food bank?
It is quite straightforward to get a referral. We don't try and make it difficult. Yeah. The main point of contacts are someone like Citizens Advice, GP surgery, children's schools, housing associations, really anybody that you might be dealing with in terms of needing some support, they are able to refer you. And generally, they get a referral for up to 6 weeks at a time, and we can pretty much arrange something immediately if people really are in an emergency situation.
Yeah, so, I mean, you've got issues on two fronts. One is having to get enough food to supply the people that actually need that food. And the second is your own running costs. How on earth do you actually manage to sort of raise money for that as well?
Well, yeah, that's the difficult thing. And I think it's true with all charities. We try and be as lean as possible. We run most of our work using volunteers. So we've got nearly 100 volunteers, and we try and keep our overheads as low as possible. But, you know, we've ended up being a much larger charity than we probably thought we would be. And we have got a certain overhead. So we try and get grants for those as much as possible so that we can minimise any donations we need to support that, and try and direct all of our donations to help having an absolute immediate impact on the people that we're helping.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned that with the street collection, I presume that you'll have ways of people sort of contributing cash wise to you tomorrow, will you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, tomorrow we will have not only our old-fashioned buckets, but we do have contactless machines now. So we take cards, which I think we were all having to do in this age where not many of us actually carry cash. So, yes, we'll be able to take financial donations as well as any food donations. They'll be gratefully received tomorrow.
The wonders of technology mean that you can collect money without actually having a tin. Absolutely wonderful. The other thing, of course, the third prong of all of this is the volunteer workforce. Any problems getting people to come and help out?
Generally not. I mean, we're very lucky that we've got a lot of people who do want to volunteer with us. At the moment, we could do with some more drivers for our van. So if anybody would like to drive our van for us in taking the food from our warehouse to the food banks. And we probably do need a couple more volunteers who actually want to be at the front of house at the food banks, where we do provide training, because they're obviously dealing with people who are in maybe a vulnerable state or just, you know, just making sure we've got the right people.
So how can anybody apply if they think, listening to this thing, I fancy giving that a go? Who would they contact, or how would they contact you?
There is a place on the website. If they go onto the website, you can send us a message, and if you want to inquire about volunteering or anything else you want to know about us, and one of us will get back to them hopefully within sort of 24 hours.
Yeah, loveworks.org.uk is indeed the website. They're out and about tomorrow in Reigate outside Morrison's, and of course on the High Street as well. You will find them. Kate, you're going to be there?
I will be there most of the day. We've got a company team helping us from one of the local companies, and then we've got lots of volunteers, so we will be on the street. So yes, come and say hello to us. So ideally bring a tin or a carton of milk or something, and we'd be very grateful.
That sounds like a thing you must do. Right. Kate, good luck with that tomorrow. And thank you for talking to us. And
thank you.
We wish you well for the future, because I think it's a fantastic job that you guys do. And hopefully at some point the numbers will start going in the other direction downwards, so that you won't have to supply quite so many people.
We hope so. Thank you.
Thank you very much for talking to us, Kate Curtis.